I live in a small rural community some miles outside Galway. And every Christmas, members of that community come together to put on a Christmas carol service. Made up of young and old, men and women, we're in no way a professional choir, but there is a joy and a pride of standing there on the altar during Christmas week and singing our hearts out to a church full of our neighbours and friends who come not only to hear us and celebrate the coming of Christmas, but also to support the local hospice service. One song that we sing every year and that invariably silences the coughing and the sometimes shuffling of the congregation is the song When a Child is Born. I don't know if you know it, written and sung originally by Johnny Mathis. It was released in the early 70s. It's a song of hope. And for me, it goes to the heart of what we are preparing and looking forward to in joyful hope and expectation during Advent. A ray of hope flickers in the sky. A tiny star lights up way up high. All across the land dawns a bright new dawn. This comes to pass when a child is born. The season of Advent, the 4 weeks coming up to Christmas, help us to prepare for the coming of Christ, the coming of love among us. Think about that for a moment. God is love, and love is God. So when we are asked to await with joyful hope, it is for the coming of love. And I remember reading somewhere once that hope is the main impulse of life. And it really struck a chord with me. I began to reflect, where does my sense of hope come from in my life? And I started to think about all the things I hope for, from trivial things to huge things, from hoping to find a convenient car parking space at the supermarket, to hoping that everything will work out in relation to a particular issue in my life at the moment, through to hoping that the children will be able to find love and will be all right, and will be happy and healthy. Foundational hope demands a foundational belief in a world that is still and always is unfolding to something better. This is the virtue of hope and the core of what we are called to believe because of the child that was born over 2,000 years ago that changed everything. Hope is at the heart, therefore, of Advent. The original hope of that child who would bring justice and peace to the world and who would heal the rift between humanity and God, that because of this, this larger hope is filled with smaller ones, our daily hopes that can and do, if we allow them, shape us as people. And as St. Paul says in that wonderful treatise on love in the Corinthians, faith, hope and love abide. But the greatest of these is love. Hope is at the heart of our faith. It's the connecting point between faith and love. Hope literally lets us see the presence and the action of the holy in our everyday lives. And this isn't an imaginary desire viewed through rose-coloured glasses. It is the solid evidence of the power and the profusion of love that is a complete reversal of our usual way of looking at things. Beneath the upbeat kind of hope that finds car parking spaces or wins the lotto, this hope weaves its way through our lives. And Advent gives us the time and the space to realise this. To realise our foundational hope. Sometimes, I think, in this troubled world of ours, we forget that love is all around us, holding us, sustaining us, even in our darkest days. We imagine the worst of other people, of other places. We get depressed. We can actually lose hope and withdraw into isolation and loneliness. But I would ask you to try this simple test, like in the film Love Actually, which is actually currently on Netflix if you haven't seen it. Stand still in any crowded place and watch the people around you. Within a very short time, you will begin to see love. And you will see it over and over and over and over. A young mother cuddling her baby, a couple laughing together as they walk by holding hands, an older man holding a door for a stranger. Small signs of love are everywhere. And the more you look, the more you will see. Love is literally everywhere. This is the real hope that Advent offers us. To remember, to realise at a heart level that amidst the chaos and the messiness and the craziness of life, that because of the birth of that child 2,000 years ago, we are loved and we are saved.